You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A man who allegedly tricked a woman into taking off her shoes to satisfy his foot fetish has just been charged with assault and battery by the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office. I guess he said, "Oh, a bug crawled into your boot, Lise."
Oh, just so he could see it.
She could whip her shoes off and he could get his jollies.
And I fell for that.
Yeah. What?
A bug?
Yeah, Lise, a bug.
A bug right in there. Let's get the story here from WXYZ-TV.
Well, this woman tells me that her life is forever changed and that she now has trust issues thanks to a man who unzipped her boot, took it off, and started touching her foot. And police say she's not the only one.
It was very clear to me he was being super creepy and weird. No one acts like that.
This is video of what happened. A customer at a business unzipping the boot of the woman helping him, all while he records the encounter on his cell phone. Police say the man is 22-year-old Brandon Jackson. Mm. The victim, who does not want to be identified, tells me he insisted she had a bug in her boot. She says she took off her boot in her office and found nothing, but he kept bringing it up.
He sniffed it.
Did you see that he was recording it?
Yeah. Ridiculous. Oh, yeah. At this point.
Then he crossed a boundary.
He reaches down and he unzips the boot, the zipper on my boot. And I pick my foot up because I'm trying to see what is going on. And he takes my shoe off and he rubs my sock.
She says she was frozen in fear.
I was so awestruck by what was going on.
He smelled it.
The incident left her feeling uneasy, so she called police. Police say a search warrant of Jackson's phone turned up dozens of videos of unwitting women's feet.
Oh my God.
They say multiple videos show Jackson telling women that a bug has crawled into their shoes.
He
works.
Admitted that he has a problem and that it was a bit of a compulsion that he couldn't control.
Police are now asking anyone who thinks they may have been a victim of Jackson's to come forward.
Seeing the footage that we released may make them now, you know, give them an aha moment.
Police and the victim in this case want people to know if something feels out of place to speak up.
You should trust your
instincts. It's tough to watch. I don't know why. It's not crazy.
Jackson is currently charged with assault and battery, but he's not charged with sexual assault. Police tell me that's because there's no Michigan statute to up the charges to sexual assault based on where the touching occurred.
Well, okay, I know it's wrong and he's a perv and it's gross. Is that sexual assault, rubbing a woman's foot?
Well, to him it is.
It's assault.
To him it's a sexual thing. I mean, was he aroused? He definitely videotaped it for sexual gratification purposes later, probably, allegedly.
Yeah, it's all sexually motivated.
So that makes it sexual assault?
I don't know. And I almost just think, like, because it's a pervy assault, maybe it shouldn't be called sexual assault, but there should be something like perv assault, where it's a bit more than normal assault.
With sexual intent assault. Maybe.
Yeah, like assault
like
with central. Yeah, like that. You know, and then it's and I don't know what that entails. Maybe like you have to get some help, too.
Yeah,
because he needs help
by chance. Because they say there's dozens and dozens of victims of this guy. Has anyone listening fallen for the bug in the shoe scam in Michigan? 1-855-954-6969. Because most of them may not even realize it was a scam.
Yeah.
Right. They just thought, oh, that nice guy saw a bug crawl into my boot and helped me get it off.
Yeah. He's young, so he probably hasn't hit as many people yet. You know,
what
just wait. We'll be talking about this guy for 30 years.
You know, like we're talking about like boots and the,
yeah, what
like,
winter bug?
You know, you don't see very many. No, we don't.
Cockroach.
Like, around
cockroach
here.
Went in your boot.
Spider.
Yeah, I mean,
even then, the spiders
it seems
are like
not a lot.
Dead.
Not a lot of bug action
I
right
know,
now.
But you know what? It's no one's
scam.
Thinking about
Lisa,
that.
Lisa's brain would quickly analyze.
No,
no bugs. Perf.
It'd be hard to get my boot off too.
Yeah, like wait a second, which. Which family of bug is this from?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense, you know. It's
I
like,
know. But he's inside.
And why is it that it's like Ohio and Michigan have all these foot fetish people?
I don't know.
Is it like a high amount?
What draws them to the area?
They don't hear a lot
of
other
places. What makes them go?
Is it like
fetish?
We need boots?
No, but it's. No, but I'm talking like foot fetishes that we've heard about through the years. Have been like that Ohio is he in Ohio?
Yeah, the Toledo guy,
the near us guy, like Toledo.
Toledo is
not that far.
Within an hour radius of us, there's been a ton of foot pervs.
And the guy that...
The foot sniffer that we busted?
Yeah, that guy.
Foot sniffer, there's the ladies' man foot fetish guy who's actually fairly decent, or was decent looking.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then there's this person now.
Yeah, why is it geographically we're high on foot stuff here?
Because now we don't hear a lot in Massachusetts. So.
Oh, they got pervs.
They
just not
have
foot
a lot
pervs.
Of pervs, but yeah, the foot part.
It's not a foot-specific perv out there.
Yeah,
you think like in like the 1800s or 1700s when the Midwest was settled, some pioneer had a foot thing and he just spread his seed.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a genetic thing.
You could fall for this one, Chuck. There's a snake in your boot.
I don't know
about
that.
Because you're a cowboy.
I mean,
you're a cowboy now.
Oh, I think I saw a bug go right on Chuck's crotch, right in his pants.
That's true.
Oh,
I do.
Did you?
I can feel it.
He should probably come in here and I'll take him off and check it out.
Yeah.
Is he hiding?
Yeah, I'll exterminate that bug.
Yeah. There's a bug in Chuck's crotch.
I think he's hiding somewhere, James. Find him. Find him, James.
Someone said, I wonder if this guy pulled the boot trick on any dudes. No, it sounds like he's into women's feet. The foot sniffer guy, he was into men's feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The scam was that he'd tell them he needed to get video of him sniffing their feet for his, as he was pledging this fraternity. And it was always dudes, especially dudes that worked outside in the summer. It seemed like the smellier the better is how he liked it.
You know, it's funny because someone said you'd figure it'd be down in Florida where everyone's wearing flip-flops. And you would think that, but... Is it that you see feet all the time in Florida, so it's not this
That's
forbidden?
That's what someone else
fruit?
Said. It's our, you know, here in the Midwest, our feet are covered up, so it's a tempted fruit. It's a rare thing, right?
It's a rare
sight.
You
get that out of that boot, out of that shoe. In Florida, there's feet everywhere. It's like a perv's wonderland.
Right, and they're all leathery.
It's almost too easy for them there.
Yeah.
So they come up here to make it a little bit of a challenge. That's how we got it. We figured it all out. Dave and Chuck investigation closed.
Still don't hear a lot about Boston having foot people.
Yeah, no.
There's someone admitting that they are.
I'm from the Boston area. I myself,
buddy,
into the foot stuff. Not as bad as everyone that you read about because I don't go out and do things in public. But one of the things I look for in a woman when I'm dating is shoe size and if she has wide feet or not.
I wonder if he likes
like
a wide foot,
big and wide, or
I don't know,
small and
That's
slim.
Interesting.
Probably depends on what you want to do with the foot.
The Massachusetts foot pervs are coming out full force.
Yeah, they don't mind.
Well, I mean, there's foot pervs everywhere.
Yes, I agree.
We all know that.
I think ours get caught.
Pretty popular. No, but I'm saying that there's not people that are out there preying on women
making
and
the
making
news.
The news and, you know, all of this happening.
Yeah, predatory.
Yeah,
because I'm like a perv in about seven
different
things.
Ways.
Yeah.
You said seven, I said a million.
Yeah.
This guy said, I'm a foot perv from Massachusetts. I don't advertise it either, and I don't make women feel uncomfortable. I keep my eyes in magazines and things of that nature.
There's porn with it. I mean, it's a whole thing. But.
Is he saying he reads like Dirty Foot magazines, or is he saying he hides behind a magazine and creeps?
See, that's what I'm wondering too. Because to me, like, I know the stuff that I'm into, I would never like go to a mall in hopes I would catch a glimpse of like some chicks like fingernails. Because I'm into fingernails.
Yeah.
That would be odd.
It would.
You know what I mean?
That would be a long
time. Or being like, oh, can I, I set up like a fake lotion.
Oh, right. Like try Chuck's hand lotion.
You know? Like...
That'd be a crazy
that's
move.
Stepping over some kind of weird
but
that's,
line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole different thing. Like, there's a mental problem.
Yeah.
So.
Right, it's one thing to like feet. It's another thing to go out and hunt feet like you're some kind of goddamn feet hunter.
I agree.
Someone from New England said that's because the chicks here would kick him in the face.
Yeah, they would.
Probably, right?
But I do understand what that guy's saying, though, because, like, if you're into a certain thing and you're going to be interested in someone, you're obviously, like... You check out the thing that you like, and then it's like, oh, yeah, that is okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like the green light. But
someone said, from Fort Myers, it is flip-flop city, my friends. Yeah, we can imagine that. So it's not a challenge, I guess. That's why Boston has more panty sniffers. This guy said...
Actually, they have more photo people.
Yeah.
Where they set up a lot of hidden cams.
Hidden cameras. Mm-hmm. And especially that guy on guy stuff is huge there.
Yeah, it is.
There's been a ton of those stories. This guy says, I only date BBF girls. Big, beautiful feet.
Yep.
On the reverse, I had a female like my feet. And it was very strange when we went on a date. I just couldn't deal with it.
I didn't know what it was she wanted to do, but she wanted to do everything with
There's
my toes.
Female foot people, right? Female foot fetish.
Yeah, there has to be.
To me, that's like the ultimate score. If you could deal with it.
Yeah.
What an easy thing as a guy. You can just sit back and just do whatever.
There's a twist. That foot purr from Massachusetts that doesn't make women feel uncomfortable, just keeps the eyes in magazines. That was a woman. That wasn't a guy.
Oh. Mm.
Oh, wow.
That just proved what I
said.
Yep. Yeah.
I worked at a high-quality jewelry manufacturing company where we had to take shoes off to enter and exit. Had a creepy coworker who was into feet that would linger around the metal scanner that we'd have to go through at shift change in order just to see the women's feet.
All right.
Beep, beep, beep.
I think she had some metal in there. Let me do an inspection.
Your piggies are all going to my market.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Oh, no.
That is horrible. Your piggies are going to my market.
Super creepy.
Jacob from Rhode Island, how you doing?
Sorry.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing okay.
I was in Providence once, and I seen this guy. He was sitting on the corner with a ghetto sign that said free foot massages.
Street corner foot massages? Did you ever see anyone go
street
to him?
Street corner foot massages. No, I was asking my girl, I said, do you want to go get a free foot massage? But she wasn't interested.
Yeah.
No.
I would hope he doesn't get any business. I can't imagine who would say yes.
Slow. That guy, that vampire guy that tried to give a massage to your wife. Mm-hmm. What was his setup like? Did he have
he worked there? He worked for the hotel.
Oh, okay. So he was in the hotel. Like, he wasn't just a random guy who brought a thing.
He was in the lobby, like, recruiting business, which makes me believe that he, like, sought her out and was like,
yeah.
Because he walked up to Amber and said, hi.
Yeah.
Would you care for a massage?
She would have been on video.
Just so weird. No hotel would ever really do. You don't see that in hotels.
No, you don't. Which is why all my alarm bells went off. And I'm even more naive than you, but I was like, this is fishy.
Yeah,
something's weird. First of all, he looks like Nosferatu, but secondly, it's fishy.
And then it wasn't even just like he wanted to rub on feet. He wanted to finish on the feet.
That's what he was arrested for. He was finishing on women's feet during their massages.
Yep. Well, if your eyes
are... Amber was all in.
I know, but if your eyes are closed, you just think it's oil or something.
Oh.
Terrible, right?
Terrible.
Yeah,
just
honestly,
finish your feet off here with a nice little warm lotion.
You're so
rub.
Right. Yep, you probably would have no idea it was hot semen.
Yep, you wouldn't even know.
You would just think it was warm
if
lotion.
If you didn't hear the pitter patter of
the pitter patter.
The last time I had a massage when we were on vacation at a resort, they used like heated massage oil.
Sure.
So it wasn't like all of a sudden you'd be like, why is that warm?
Yeah. Are you sure they used heated massage oil?
Yes,
or
and it was a woman.
Squirt all over your back?
It was a woman. I don't know what she would have squirted.
Well, I do.
I mean, she could have, but fairly sure it was just lotion.
Yeah.
Someone said, how many people with a foot fetish work for the TSA? Yeah, a lot of people have said that.
Well, I don't think you're seeing the cream of the crop.
Well,
cream
you occasionally.
I think if you got a foot thing... And you want a job, you work in a shoe store.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
You Al Bundy it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
and like one of those like higher end girl places.
Mm.
If you're into girl feet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Any lady in the Michigan area who recently has had a guy say, oh, there's a bug in your shoe or boot, come forward and let the Ferndale police know that you're out there because they want to find more of these women that have been taped. You may not even know anything was going on, but he was taping you to get his sexual jollies, if you will.
Yeah, because I think most women were just like, oh, man, I just had a bug in my boot and a guy got it out for me today, so thank God.
Yeah, they didn't think anything pervy about it.
No.
All right. In Marblehead, Massachusetts, police say a woman was almost scammed out of nearly $10,000. She's a senior, and she almost fell for that your grandson's in trouble scam.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the story from Boston. To who?
to poor Andy's grandma all the time.
Yeah, they would call and try
and say that you were in trouble.
Yeah, they would.
Here's a story from Boston 25 News.
This grandmother got a phone call saying her grandson was in jail and she needed to post bail to get him out. Worried about him, she sent cash to an address in New Jersey. Little did she realize she was part of a scam preying on grandparents. The call was made to an 86-year-old Marblehead grandmother.
They were able to convince this woman that her grandson had been arrested somewhere and that he needed bail money.
The caller said in order to release her grandson, she needed to send thousands in cash.
She went to the bank and took out $9,500 in cash and mailed it via UPS to the address they told her to mail it to in New Jersey.
Her family found out and called Marblehead Police.
They came right to us this morning.
Police contacted UPS Security. They were on it.
Who immediately got on the package and tracked it and found it was on the truck, actually out for delivery.
They stopped that package and the money from being delivered.
She did nothing really wrong. She's trying to do what she believes is right for her grandchild.
This family and grandmother are relieved and thankful. Police say their story of getting the money back is the exception.
Oh,
so he and this family want to get the word out on this arrested grandchild scam so no one else is a victim.
They're very interested in making sure that the word gets out that this doesn't potentially happen to somebody else. I think they'd really like to help prevent that.
Police think that New Jersey address was a random house where no one was home. By the time that package was delivered, the scammers and the money would be gone. Luckily, the police, this family, and this grandmother had the last laugh. In Marblehead, I'm John Monahan, Boston 25 News.
It's pure luck.
Yeah,
it is. It's pure luck. It was fast enough to stop it.
Yeah. So what the part of the scam I don't understand is why would, like, say it's Lisa's grandma. Why would Lisa's grandma not call Lisa or Lisa's parents and say, hey, is Lisa in jail? Or did they make you, like, I know some of them make you stay on the phone. Is that what they do with these?
I think what it is it's a pure luck scenario where a grandma knows you don't have tremendous amount of contact with your own actual parents. I think it's like, that's when it works. Like, I think a lot of grandmas get called and they're just like, oh, well, hold on. And then they do call and then nothing happens, right?
Yeah.
When you hear about this, it's that one in a million. These guys are making a million phone calls.
Yeah.
To make a couple grand.
It's just, I think that grandmas are just from a time where
they trust. They just are so trusting.
Like, somebody calls and says they're a cop, to them, they're a cop. You know? Like, why? Yeah. It doesn't occur to them that anybody would ever lie like that because they're from just such a crazier time.
Yeah. And I know myself, like, even when I got these calls about, like, oh, hey, we're the credit card company, we need to know some information or whatever. And it was like, here's the thing. I don't know you. So what credit part of the credit card company can I call to make sure I'm talking to a real person? And they were like, smart move. You know, the numbers on the back of one of your credit cards, blah, blah, blah. So, like, that's what I had to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be smart nowadays. You can't just
trust no one.
Trust no one.
It happened to Christian, who's calling us from Boston. Hey, Christian, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, so what happened?
So I'm up in the woods and I'm cutting trees because we got a wood furnace and everything. And out of nowhere, I get a phone call from these guys and they say, hey, we have your uncle. We got in an accident with him. My friend had a warrant. He wanted to call the police. So we kidnapped him. He's in our trunk. And we want you to go to the store and get credit cards, prepaid credit cards, and give us the information from him.
Wow.
Jesus.
First off, are you still calling us from that tree right now?
No.
You sound like you're calling from here.
Yeah.
But obviously you knew it was a scam, right? Or did you fall for it?
No, I didn't know at first because I'm up in the woods and I'm in there for an hour and a half on the phone with these guys. And I'm trying to tell them, hey, I'm in the woods. I'm losing you, but I'm not really losing them. So I called my father and my uncle was luckily with him, so they come in the woods, and finally I told the guys, look, blah, 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 and I told them to go screw.
Yeah,
dude. They didn't like that.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never heard of your uncle's in our trunk scam.
That's a crazier scam. That almost sounds more scary and believable.
Right. Where did he say he was?
Well, he was calling from Boston, but he was somewhere up in the woods.
Yeah. Maybe the kidnapping works in Boston more than it works anywhere else. I guess it's just a,
it's a, you know, thing.
Sometimes you get in a car accident and your uncle gets taken.
Sometimes uncle is in a trunk.
You know what I mean? You better get to the shore really quick.
It's called the old trunkle.
Yeah. We got your trunkle. I mean, because he was on the phone for a long time with those guys trying to make sure they didn't really have his uncle.
Yeah, he wasn't positive his uncle wasn't in that
exactly.
trunk.
Exactly.
Sometimes uncles do get taken.
Yeah.
Like, they get put
my
in
Irish wild. Uncles, they could be in trunks.
Yeah.
I could fall for that, I guess, at one point. Rosie. Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So we're talking about this senior who almost fell for your grandson's in jail scam. What happened to you?
Yes. So I live in the Downriver area, and my family's super close and everything. And my grandparents did a phone call saying that my little brother needed help, and he needed $10,000. And the worst part about it is my brother's currently deployed. And when they got the phone call, he was deployed. So my grandparents are freaking out, thinking that, you know, he's gotten kidnapped, you know, they're asking for ransom. So my grandpa grabs the phone and says, hey, where's the city of the cottage? And they ended up, you know, hanging up. But my grandparents were really upset. They called my mom and they said, you need to try to call, like, American Red Cross, make sure everything is okay, because it was terrifying. I mean, we have somebody who's deployed, supposed to be, you know, wherever, and then there's a call in New Jersey.
These are the rare times when it didn't work for you, thankfully, Rosie, but it could have, right?
Yeah.
The grandparents could have been like, it is viable that something could have happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
these guys arm themselves using social media information people just put out there.
Exactly. They know they have there's probably an algorithm that they have, and they're like, okay, this person lives with their grandma. You know, they can somehow figure that out. They were like, this kid lived with their grandma. Let's focus in on that. They call all of those grandmas.
You can just scroll down somebody's Facebook and they just give you so much about their life.
Find about
If
you're a thief, it's great.
Mark in Ohio, you, your mom almost fell for something.
Yeah. Actually, both my in-laws and my parents, my mom particularly, got this call. My father-in-law didn't fall for it, but my mom got a call from someone claiming to be my daughter and that she was arrested, and she was afraid to call us and don't call us, but she needed that. I think the number was like $8,000 in gift cards. Mm-hmm. And my mom, who's a smart lady, she actually went to Target and was buying all these gift cards, and the cashier sniffed it out, got a hold of the manager, and they got my mom to confess what was going on and put a stop to it. But otherwise, people fall for this stuff. Like I said, my mom's a smart lady, but she bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I hope they're arming more and more now that this has become just so common. I hope they're arming everyone at all these retail stores that sell gift cards. Like, if anyone comes in and is looking to buy like 8-10 grand worth of gift cards, stop them.
It sounds like they are.
Yeah.
Like more and more you hear that.
I hope
they'll stop it.
Because these poor seniors are falling for it.
Yeah.
This one, I'm from Boston. My wife fell for that kidnapped your brother trick, and we have him in the trunk. Some South American dude is living large with my wife's $340. That's all they could. Maybe that's all she had.
What a crazy number to kidnap for. Listen, I've taken your uncle. And if you don't give me $87, I swear to God you'll never see him again.
Do you know what? Depending on what South American country it is, that's like $1 million, dude. Yeah. They just made $1 million. You drop $340 on some crazy war-torn nation down there, you are living large.
So, Chuck, the call comes in to the Brewster that you're in a trunk and you've been kidnapped, and they are going to do horrible things to you unless the Brewster gives 10 grand. What would the Brewster do?
Well, the Brewster would eat. Oh, I know exactly what he'd do. Oh, I'd love to drop off the money. Where do you want to meet?
Meet me at the edge of town.
Perfect. I'll bring all the money in the world. And he would have shown up with him and all of his brothers.
Yeah.
And then it would have been a fight to the death. No, like, that's the funny thing about, like, the uncle in the trunk thing is that I know it would be my uncles with someone in the trunk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a whole family of not everybody is with it.
Yeah, I just, everybody in my family, if we get taken, it's just going to be solved by my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
So not everyone is lucky, well,
your
unfortunately.
Dad wants someone to get taken.
Yeah, he does.
Kent's grandma fell victim. How much did she lose, Kent?
$10,000
Oh, my God. So what happened in her case?
So I've been to jail a couple of times. And, you know, I've never called my grandmother to bail me out. I just, you know, spent the night in jail. And someone pulled this prank on her. And they, you know, I don't know if they had, if it was like multiple people. But they had, she told me that she had, they had someone who sounded just like me, who knew all my information and knew everything about me. And, said that I told her I needed $10,000 to get out of jail. And, you know, I didn't find, I found out from my mom called me and told me that, cause she called after she sent the money order to the people to get me, bail me out of jail. And so I ended up going and seeing my grandmother at her house, and the police were there, and, you know, I was telling her, you know, obviously I'm not in jail. And
but it was too late. The $10,000 was gone.
Oh, yeah, the $10,000 was gone. Then it turned into, then she thinks that I scammed her because the people who were on the phone knew way too much information for it to be.
Are you on social media? You know, are you on Facebook or...
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
So that's probably where they got the info from,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, dude. You got to lock your stuff down.
Yeah.
They but can see, just look at pictures and figure everything out about
right.
you, man.
But that's like one of those one in a million things where it's like, and it's, what's crazy is how many grandmas don't really know what their grandkids sound like. And they just sort of, they're like, oh, it must be Shirley. It sounded just like her. And it's not, you know, it's not. It's like, hello, it's Shirley, please.
This is your daughter.
Yeah. So, listen to this one. I was at work. I got a call saying they took my sister. I fell for it. They told me if I hung up, they'd shoot her in the head. I stayed on the phone for over an hour. My boss on the other line called the cops. They got in touch with my sister, and they actually traced the people who were calling me to the Dominican Republic.
Hmm.
So they're calling a lot, it seems like, from Latin America. That's where these calls are originating from. Wow. Imagine being in a room all day just calling people and tell them you have kidnapped one of their family
members. It's a weird job.
The only way to
desperate.
But dude, it's and you know they're making making thousands of phone calls a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I bet there's like 85% get hung up on right away. And then there's that weird like 10% where they almost.
Yeah.
Get somebody, you know, and then there's like 5% that work.
Like 1.5%, and that 5%, you get $10,000.
Yep. Sometimes you get $340. Sometimes you get $10,000.
Crazy,
you know.
Josh, your business was scammed.
Yeah. So I own an automotive garage up in the Boston area, and I got a phone call one day right in the middle of a busy day, stating that they were going to shut my power off for non-payment for the last 3 months. And my electricity is auto pay for every month. So I knew I had the receipt. It came out of my account. But they almost got me because they knew my account number. They knew all my info. And they had me on the phone for about 45 minutes stating they had a truck on the way with a ticket number and everything. And that I had to contact this number. And when you contacted the number, the name of the electric company up here is Eversource. And it was an Eversource, like, call center.
Oh, yeah.
But it was all completely fake. Yep. I ended up contacting the real company. Everything was fine. And they actually went right down the building and called every business in the building. And I think they got two of them. Two of the businesses actually paid the late fees or whatever.
That's crazy. But they had a sophisticated setup.
They did, but again, they're only asking for $835. It seems like so much work.
Because you don't want to go, you don't want to aim too high. You have to like keep it within reason to get it. Like if all of a sudden, if they were like, Chuck, you owe $3,000 for your electricity. I'm like, dude, my electricity bill has never even been close to that. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, they have to keep it believable.
So you got to keep it believable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then do the uncle in the trunk scam.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's just, I mean, that's preying on fear. You know,
like, yeah.
It could be true. They could have someone I love.
Right. This one worked at a college in Massachusetts. Got a call at 2 in the morning that a parent's son was kidnapped. It was an international student from Japan. Parents in Japan freaking out on the phone. It was crazy. Turned out to be all a scam.
Mm. See, one of my uncles actually was taken in a halfway house. He, like, worked there and was taken hostage, and then his brothers got him.
Out. They got him.
Yeah, they went in.
That's wild.
So, and the cops were there. They were like, don't do this. They were like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So Pam's scam, the scam of Pam, was even creepier, I guess, on a different level. Dad. Hey, Pam.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Good. So they didn't want money from you.
No. So they called my dad looking for me. The guy posed as a detective or something like that, like a cop. And he was really belligerent with my dad. And he's like, you know, and first of all, he called me by my maiden name. So he didn't do my homework or his homework.
Right.
But he got furious with my dad. And he said, there's a warrant out for her arrest. She didn't show up for her court date. You need to give me her current address and phone number right now so we can call her. And so they had my old address, my old name, I think they got my information maybe from my university records, because that's the only thing I can think of. But they were furious with my dad trying to find out more information on where I live today.
That's creepier to me than a money scam.
So
why did
crazy.
They want to know where you were? What were they going to do?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's real crazy.
All right, Pam, thanks. Yeah, that's super, super creepy.
The best way to handle all this is don't answer the phone.
Oh, my God. I never answer the phone.
I never.
Really
you
try
avoid
to never
so
answer.
Much when you don't answer
I don't
the
answer
phone.
The phone or the door.
Yeah, those two things in life. Your
Most
life is
of my
so
life
much
is
simpler.
Being like, I don't know what that's all about, but I'm going to ignore it.
Yeah. There's a lot of peering. A lot of peering.
I do. I do a lot of lurking, a lot of peeking.
Yeah.
What is...
I've told again, we have a home phone line. We're a rare family that still does.
Yeah,
because
I do
our kids, you know, especially our youngest, his friends call the house.
Yeah.
But I've warned them both. If someone calls and it's not your friend, hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because kids love to talk.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, every time my house phone rings, they fight over who's going to pick it up. I'm like, don't pick it up. I'm like, never pick it up.
I'm starting to feel...
They want to take surveys about Trump, and oh, my God. They sit through anything.
Yeah, they
That's
will.
Crazy.
Zane would tell them all the information they wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, my daddy's wallet? Let me get it.
Yeah. Sing like
you
a canary.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I had to, like, sit him down and go, dude, don't talk to anyone on the phone. Don't give them any. Don't say your parents are home. Don't say they're not home. Like, you'd say nothing.
Yeah.
What is the scam that is going on right now, like, when you drive into a certain area... Have you guys had this happen on your cell phones?
Yes.
Where, like, you drive into a certain area, and then, because I don't answer them, but, like, a number will pop up, and it has, like, the area code that you're in,
mm-hmm.
but then none of the other numbers kind of make any sense. And
yeah, that is when you hit a certain tower area, they ping your phone.
They ping your phone,
and
then something calls you.
And generally, it's like, I've answered it a couple times, it's like, congratulations, you've just won a free cruise.
Yeah,
I guess I have checked a message before, and it was something about, like, get a credit card. It was something like that. So maybe it's not so much scams.
Basically, it's
as
like
it
a
is.
It's a kind of a robocall scam.
Scam. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your phone goes by an area where they are, and their tower gets
just
it.
So crazy how many lists I'm on to never get any of those, but I seem to get them all the time.
Oh, that list
those lists
work.
Doesn't
no.
work.
Well, what's crazy is they're getting a lot better at it. Like, all the stuff, you know, that I get, all the weird calls I get, they'll be area codes from when I lived in Grand Rapids.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, so they're changing their phone number on my phone, basically.
Yeah.
And one more call here. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay, thanks. So, your grandparents...
My scam was I was over at my grandparents' house. I used to go over there all the time in college and, you know, have breakfast or lunch with them. And my grandpa gets a call, and they're like, we have your grandson, Bradley. You know, we picked him up for doing X, Y, and Z. We need $10,000 to get him out of jail. And my grandpa, you know, it's hard enough to get the guy to spend $20 on anything. So you're like, he's already seeing. But he looks at me and he goes, play along. And I go, okay.
And he gives me the phone. I go, hello. And they go, sir, you know, we have blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? That's interesting. And I go, you know, because that's me. And I'm eating waffles with my grandparents right now. And I'm not in jail. And then the guy got all flustered. And turned out that he just hung up the phone real quick. And my grandpa was like, I get those like 3 or 4 times a day. It must be a landline thing. Because, you know, he still got the old cordless cord phone on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Luckily, you were there at the time. And one more scam to be aware of before we wrap this up here. We could do this for hours. Everyone's been scammed, apparently, judging by the phone lines. Paul, do you know of a different scam that's going around right now?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, there's a new scam out there. You should tell all your listeners that, you know, the new scam is people come up to somebody in a panic, and they say, oh, I need to borrow your phone real quick. I got to call my uncle. I got to call my house real quick. My phone's dead. And people are like, okay, take my phone. And then they take your phone. And then what they do is they go through your Venmo account and they Venmo themselves all kinds of cash.
Oh, man.
Well, that one, that would never happen with Lisa Way. The second I see you're looking through my phone, I'm kicking you in the balls or whatever. Yeah.
What account are they going through?
Venmo. So Venmo, you can send other people money.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
I don't have that. Thank God.
But yeah, no one is touching my phone.
I don't. I'm never looking. I'll be like, I'll call your whoever.
I'll do the same thing. What's the number?
Yeah,
that's maybe what I could do.
I'll call for you, fella.
Hey, fella. What's the number?
Yeah, what's the number, fella?
Oh, my phone's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Battery's dead.
Trust no one.
Sorry.
Help no one.
Sorry.
God, so bad luck for you. Yeah. The dead phone.
That guy, Jeremy, try that guy. He's talking in his
wish.
These phone batteries just don't last as long as you wish. Good luck finding someone else, though.
I hope it works out.
It's a guy right over there. Go ask him.
Seems to be working. Good luck.
I just assumed they'd run with your phone. You know what I mean?
That's what I would have thought, too. Yeah.
And that's what we were warned about that in Europe. Like, don't ever, if anyone asks just to see your phone, they'll just want it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, let's bring you the latest on bigamy and polygamy.
Thank you, Dave. Yes.
I've been wondering.
Haven't you?
I've always been thinking about bigamy and polygamy.
Who isn't?
The Cupid of Chaos has been arrested for bigamy in Ohio.
That's the guy's
Cupid
name?
Cupid of Chaos.
This guy puts the big in bigamy.
Look at this guy.
He puts the big in bigamy. He
looks like Butterbean.
Jesus Christ.
The former boxer.
He does look like Butterbean. Oh, my God.
He's a massive dude. He had all of his wives, too, in the same neighborhood. Michael Middleton of Maine, who was arrested for bigamy in Ohio, seemed to like to spread his spouses out over several states, with an indictment accusing him of having, at minimum, one wife in Alabama, one in Georgia, and one in New Hampshire.
Why would you have more than one?
I don't know.
One,
I never understood any of this.
But it's amazing that this guy can get more than one.
Shocks me.
But I don't know. Who knows what they are all about?
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
Probably not right. A lot.
Yeah, just Google Cupid of Chaos to see.
I love the name Cupid.
Big
of Chaos.
It is a color picture.
Maybe
of
that's
this
it.
Big
Maybe
dude.
That's my problem. I don't have like a cool.
You need a cool name.
Yeah.
You don't want more than one wife, though.
No, I want no wives.
It's too much to handle.
One of the women speaking out.
What do we think here? That he would get like hot chicks?
Chicks?
Yeah, no. There's no way Butterbean's pulling.
No.
Butterbean ain't pulling?
No.
A lot of tail?
No.
WMTW.
We moved in together. We got married and... Yeah, two weeks later, he struck me and I had him arrested. My life has been a Lifetime movie since.
35-year-old Alicia Grant had no idea the man she met online and married had two other wives.
I tell you, facial hair does him a world of good.
It really is better. It's
you
definitely
should always
better.
Separates
all
listen,
that white flesh.
As a chubby guy, you should always have facial hair.
You
that's
should.
Just that's,
you don't want to look like a thumb.
No, he does look like a thumb without yeah. it.
One in Georgia.
Trust me, I'd look the exact same way.
So the three wives got wind of each other. Grant filed the initial report with police. Prosecutors did some digging and had enough to bring an indictment, charged with bigamy. Middleton's last known address in Old Orchard Beach, and no one was home today.
He makes you feel special. He makes you feel like he actually cares about you. And then he marries you, abuses you, drains your assets, and leaves.
Middleton will be arraigned on bigamy charges here at Stratford County Superior Court. If convicted, he faces between 3.5 and 7 years in prison and a $4,000 fine. And coming up in our next hour...
So... The money was the motivation?
Yes. Yeah.
But there's
so
God.
He's...
What an extent, what a length you have to go to. There's so many other ways to get money.
This is like a stressful hobby. This
yeah, yeah, it really is. Different state. So.
Yeah.
But he's a con man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what it is. He's a con man.
He doesn't have the face of a con man.
Yeah, but it, you, oh, you see his target.
The targets
I,
are perfect.
Listen, wonky eye, buck teeth, large. I mean, yeah.
They can get conned by thumb.
Do you know how many chicks just like that I could take all their money? So many. Oh, my God. I could be so rich.
You could be in jail.
We found
so
out
rich.
Chuck had 27 wives that day.
Dude, are you killing me? I'd kill it with that chick.
He comes in, he makes you laugh.
Yeah. Like, you're hot.
But where, like, how do you explain your absence when you're with your other bitches?
Yeah, listen.
Is it work? Something
truck driver.
Work? Yeah, truck driver. Yeah.
He's got to be.
Sorry, baby, got to hit the road.
Oh, yeah, smart.
Man, back in 3 weeks.
Man's got a mouth of the bullfrog there.
He is not a good-looking man.
Did he gain weight since that last?
Just a sure. bit, just a few pounds.
That's exactly like that. What he looks
it's
like.
It's all neck weight, really.
You know, the thing about it is, I carry my weight, I carry it a bit funny.
All my weight goes into my face.
Right here.
Look at the car that...
She bought him a Z28 Camaro.
Oh, oh man.
Did he fit in that?
Probably not. I mean,
he can't get out of it. How's he going to get out of it?
I have no idea.
Bring me the winch, baby.
I need three of my wives to help me out of this Z28. Maybe it's a T-top, so he just gets kind of blopped in from the top.
You're right.
Wow.
It's a hell of a thing.
Cupid of chaos.
So that's not the only guy making news that way this morning. A guy in China had three different wives and families. And the crazy thing about him, he didn't spread them out all over different states or areas. His all lived within a mile of each other.
Wow.
This guy's life sounds so complicated.
I don't get it.
36-year-old guy, been identified only as Zhang.
Zhang.
We'll never find him.
In Kunshan, China, which is the eastern part of the country just outside of Shanghai. So between 2015 and 2017, he got married to three different women, and he had at least one kid with each of them. Now, none of them knew about each other. Even after Zhang moved all three into apartments less than a mile apart, so it would be easier for him to hop back and forth between them all.
I got to run out of stove any quick.
Well, he runs a successful real estate business, so he could afford to support all three families, and that would explain how he was away for long stretches. He said he was going on business trips.
So they do have rules there, like you're not allowed to have three wives over there?
No, you're not, yeah.
Okay.
One of his wives
don't know the rules, you know?
Finally caught him last year, reported him to police. Now, apparently, all three of the women were totally shocked. They said he was actually a great husband. He would even do the dishes after dinner, took care of the kids, like an amazing guy. They never would have suspected this.
Jesus.
Now he's going to go to jail for 2 years for polygamy. His plan afterward, go down to just one wife.
Oh, man. So, like, they all want him still?
Well, he says... He'll see which one can forgive him, and he'll be with her.
That's it's going to be a rough road.
Yeah, he's just going to do it again, isn't he? What a weird thing. I just don't get it, because honestly, it's the worst.
Could you imagine doing three different dishes?
Like three houses.
But like three different dinners you have to go to? Or
God.
Three of anything. Three.
Christmas times three.
And they say families that don't...
Oh, he had at least one kid with each of them, so.
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, poor kids.
What a nightmare that is.
It's like every day is like an episode of The Fresh Prince when Will Smith gets booked for two dates with two different chicks.
Exactly.
I was just thinking, running around.
Yeah. Like, holy cow.
It sounds exhausting on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And why you sign up for that, why that's your thing. Mm. Is it power? Is it like, what motivates a bigamist?
Variety.
Ego.
Yeah.
Ego and variety.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's an ego thing, and just like he wanted to have a bunch of kids. They still have that one kid rule.
I don't know.
In China? I don't know. So like you want to have more than one, you got to have three.
That's crazy.
Three different ladies.
Yeah.
So as these two guys deal with the aftermath of their multiple wives, there's actually one of our listeners who kind of wants that in his life. He sent us an email to email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. He said, I'm a huge fan. I listen to you guys religiously. I'm in need of some guidance here, and this is up your alley. My wife and I have been together 9 years now. We've been married 5 of them. For as long as we've been together, we've talked about wanting a female companion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not just a sex partner, someone that'll be part of our lives.
Yeah, like a girlfriend. They want a serious girlfriend.
Now, listening to you guys, it sounds like it should be easy. I don't know why you would get that impression for us, but he said, my wife has searched for years, though, and she claims she always runs into a roadblock because she's married and she can't seem to find any women that are interested in being involved with the both of us.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
She's paid and subscribed to Match.com and a number of other similar sites. So far, zero luck. We're turning to you guys because we feel like you can give us some helpful guidance here.
Oh, God, anyone we found would just try to kill you.
Is there special places besides?
Well, was it FetLife?
I was going to say
yeah,
FetLife, right?
We talked about that before.
FetLife is the website that if you're looking for something like this, that'd probably be your best chance to find it.
Mm.
Unless there's like threesomes.com or...
I don't...
It's usually easier to put together a threesome, but not like partner to move in and you know, that kind of thing.
It really would take a special lady to sign up to be a third of a married couple.
Yeah.
Throuple.
I think
we've heard
out there.
Of it. We've talked to people that have that situation, but
as they find out, it's probably extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
One, they all have to be into each other.
Yeah.
And then she has to agree to sign up. And what if she wants a relationship of her own?
Well, she has to agree to sign up to be of lesser value, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't get top billing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. No.
You're just second whore.
And they know that.
Yeah, you're just second whore.
You know, you don't know.
He also
said, might hate themselves or, like, who knows what it is, you know?
Like,
it's like there's a lot of stuff that's going on.
He said, if you're wondering about looks, I'm told I'm a pretty good-looking guy. Never had a problem with the ladies. I'm also more than capable of pleasing two women.
Hmm. Yeah.
We didn't ask, but okay.
Yeah, you're just in case. Just in
I'm
case.
I'm more than capable.
More than capable.
I am more than capable. I have the requirements.
Please, multiple women.
Yeah.
Another person chimed in with adultfriendfinder.com could be the place for them.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So that's all we really can suggest. Yeah, we don't have any magical threesome powers here on the show, especially not long-term threesome powers.
Man, I would
advise
hate...
you against it, I would think, because you're probably asking for a lot of trouble in your life. But
I would just hate to be responsible for something really tragic going on. Like we found, here's the number, and we found something, and then it's
anyone.
Like...
we're not setting people up on a threesome.
My God.
Who wants to be in this couple's relationship?
Yeah. Who wants to be married people's girlfriend?
It's a very unique thing you're looking for, so you have to go to very unique websites. You're not going to get it on the mainstream sites.
No.
And even then, it's still going to be a home.
Yeah, like you're not going to find it on Match.com. That's not where you need to be.
No, it's more just...
But if you're a young guy and you're not tied down, threesome's amazing. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Run out. Get as many as you can. If you're married and you're bringing someone into the mix... And you want to be happy? We never recommend that. They always seem to go south. One person falls for the other person. A girl goes lesbo. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They can always end in tragic times.
Yes, they can.
Well, it's just like he said, like the girl doesn't have any problem finding another girl. The girl finds girls all the time, but then she's like, oh, yeah, but I'm married and do stuff with him. Mm. And they're like, no.
Yeah, not into it.
Yeah.
Someone said, I was a third person in a married couple's relationship. And as a woman, I'm attracted to both. And it started out... as fun. We all fell in love, enjoyed being around each other, very successful as business people. I'm very successful. Good bit of an age gap, however. We all hit it off very well. Now we're working over 2 years together.
How did they meet?
She doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
Other people are saying FetLife is disgusting, but it's the right place to look. There's also an app called ThreeFun that you can try.
Just can't even imagine being just a chick, and I'm like, I'm going to sign up for ThreeFun tonight.
Yeah. No.
Crazy. You'd be surprised.
I know.
My buddy's older brother has a kid with his wife and a kid with another girl that they're both engaged to.
Whoa.
So his wife and himself are both engaged to this girl.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll never serious. Be able to get married.
No, but it's serious. They have a ring, you know? I just don't get it. Like, I understand it for, like, the you want a variety is a spice of life type thing, but what I don't get it is being, like, you didn't feel like taking the trash out that day, and you get yelled at by two people.
But wouldn't you want, like, a revolving door? If you really wanted variety, wouldn't you want that partner to change up?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying, yes.
You'd rather
be a swinger.
Absolutely, yeah. You'd want another different person.
You wouldn't
want to
sign up.
Not the same person. If you want variety, why would you want the same two people all the time?
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you want to fall in love with more than one person. That's what it is. Like, you want to be in love with multiple people.
Sean's texting us from Rhode Island. He said, my ex left me for a couple that we had met and played with. We all met on FetLife. My ex was completely happy with it. The wife, not so much. And it ended with trouble. The wife ended up beating the husband.
That could happen.
Yeah, damn.
I just feel like you're playing with fire.
Oh.
Every real serious problem I've ever had in life is attached to just one woman.
Yeah. Never mind, more than one.
Exactly.
If I got two of them?
Yeah.
What would happen?
Just up your chances.
What would become of me?
Yeah.
If I had two girlfriends.
Jesus. This woman says, my husband and I have been looking for a triad for a long time.
Triad.
I never thought to text you guys. What's with this couple? Well, no, they're looking for one girl. They're not looking for another couple.
Yeah, they're not looking for two couple. Like,
yeah, it's a couple looking for one.
So Raleigh's with us from Boston. Raleigh, you had a comment on this. What is it?
I did. Okay, so I'm Holly, and the way that I meet people is I find a Facebook group in my state for polyamorous couples. Hmm. There's also a app. You can get Field, F-E-E-L-D.
And what does that mean? F and everyone?
It's just playing the field.
Field.
I guess it's just like an open forum. I'm not really too sure what that means, but where they came up with the name.
And so you're happy, you're good? Are you in a relationship with two other people, or...?
Currently, I'm only seeing one partner, but prior to this, for the last 6 years, I've been on and off with multiple partners. I've dated a couple before. It has gotten messy, mm-hmm. but I do have some really good friends who do really well with their three-way partnerships, or multiple, more than that.
So what sells it for you? Are you a good-looking girl, or what's the deal?
I guess I would say so. I don't know. I've been told so.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does how does stuff work? No, like how does stuff work? Like, you know, because I'm assuming that you guys would want to have as close to a normal life as possible, but yet do everything as like all of you, right? So,
yep.
Do these people have kids? They do not have kids. Is there holidays?
I'm only 28, so I mean, you know, you could obviously have kids at this age, but I don't. I haven't. I dated one couple who had a child, and they, you know, let me into her life, and we were close. I take care of kids, so for me, it's easy. But yeah, they're pretty open to it.
So you didn't mind being second banana to the other lady?
I mean, I never felt that way, and I still never feel that way, no.
Even though they're the ones that married and you're just joining the relationship as a sex kitten, you don't feel like that's less of a partner.
Who doesn't? doesn't enjoy being a sex kitten, but no, I never felt like less of a partner. We'd have special dates on our own, either the woman and I, the man and I, or all of us together, share a bed, do special events together, you know, have special like vacations, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll right. go. What do you do in roller coaster situations where there's only two seats?
That's never thought
you
of
just
that.
Alternate.
I don't know. Take them home that night. I'm kidding.
Did you ever do stuff? And you, I'm sure you did special lady stuff just with the lady.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, Raleigh. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I listen to you every morning. So thank you so much for making me laugh, making me smile.
Awesome.
Oh, see you.
Take care of sex kitten.
What is he's a special lady? What
special lady stuff.
Special lady stuff.
That's like, I'm sure you did special lady stuff with just your special lady.
Special lady stuff.
Is that true?
Like the most wholesome polyamorous thing I've ever
heard.
You do special lady things with your special gal.
Are you attractive or are you ugly? Are you really, really ugly? Or what?
Well, I want to know. You guys seem to have an impression that women that are into this are bigger and unattractive. I don't think that's always the case. I'm sure that's how some of these guys prey on some women in those other situations we talked about. But yeah. I think to be a unicorn, you've got to be a fairly attractive lady.
No, I mean, it's you can be attractive. It all just depends how your dad treated you.
Well, she seems to be the one in control of it all. Like, she doesn't seem to be broken up over... She thinks about it, I guess, differently, like a relationship.
Listen to this guy. I had two girlfriends at one time. My one girlfriend brought the other girl in. Sounds crazy, but I got so sick of threesomes. A lot of work.
Yeah, I can... My God.
So I had a buddy who was... just doing threesomes left and right, and we'd talk. I'd be like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh God, dude, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired."
Yeah, dude.
He was like working out, like he'd never really been like a working out guy, but he was trying. He had to go start working out
to keep up,
to try and keep up with two chicks.
Of course, you do.
You have,
you know,
you don't have to go once. You got to go twice.
Expect it. You know,
yeah, they do. Else, why are you there otherwise?
Yeah,
just to bring whatever thunder I can to one woman. It's just... I'm broken afterwards for 2 days.
So there's actually male unicorns texting in. I'm a guy that was with a married gay couple. Great at first, then one went psycho, so I left. I was the Band-Aid to try and make a failed marriage work.
Yeah, I think a lot of times stuff like that happens. I think that's how swinging starts in a lot of cases. It's like... Well, we're either going to get divorced or it's going to be, you know, or we can try something and hey, there's no I in threesome, so let's try it.
Someone said, I know a guy who's currently dating a married couple. They all seem to love it.
Well, guys, I don't know. I mean, I guess...
It gets to be like a cuckold almost.
Well, it's just weird because does that mean like me and the guy where, hey, let's go have some bro time and then...
No, but I don't know if there's that... Like, I know the Sister Wives show, like, there's ones where the women don't do anything with each other, right? And that could be a similar situation. These two guys and a girl share a relationship, but the guys never...
Yeah.
Get sexual.
Yeah.
Very odd. It's hard to wrap your head around if you're not into it, but it's...
Yes.
It's prevalent. I like everything we seem to bring up when you think there's no one into it. Then a million people text in, like, well, I've got two wives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a girlfriend, a wife.
Yeah. I said, I'm in the Boston area looking for a sex kitten. I'm sure you are.
So there's a few places that they can go looking for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Field.
This one, I have friends that used to live as a threesome, even had a commitment ceremony all together, stayed together for years until the guy cheated. But the two girls
still
are still
not
happily
for the
together, and they've been for years.
Never needed.
But that's what
the guy
I said. Right, yeah. If you want variety... Just adding Careful. One more person to the mix is not going to do it for you.
Yeah. You're playing with fire all around, in my opinion, but to each their own, man.
That's just it, though. I mean, like, that guy, he reached his breaking point. He was sick of two chicks.
You're right.
You know?
And then they were fine together for the rest of time.
probably just how it should go anyway.
So there you go. There's a little advice for the couple looking to bring another woman into their life. Hopefully it works out for you guys. You've been hunting for a while.
Yeah.
I guess keep the hunt going.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.